Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Doorville, touch a country in the city. Doorville, it ain't much, but it's home.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And I'm holding a book that I want that'll be like, it's unlike any other book you've ever owned. And I want to encourage you to buy it, because I promise you, you will love reading about the history of America from the perspective of the growth of chambers of commerce. If you love the American dream, you'll love this book. It's called The Magicians of Main Street by Chris Mead, my good friend Chris Mead, and your good friend too, whether you know it or not, because of all the great work he does for chambers of commerce. America and its Chambers of Commerce, 1768 to 1945. Chris, thanks again for being here. Is there a website for the book?
Yes, it's magiciansofmainstreet.com.
All right, and the book's primarily available, I guess, wherever books are sold, but Amazon mostly, right?
Amazon, yes.
Yeah, so check it out. And the e-book's up there?
No, this is just hardbound, and I may do an e-book. I originally was planning to, but so far I'm sticking with the hardback.
Okay, all right. So, and it is a hardback, folks. It's a real book, so... And I'll tell you something else I'd like to recommend you do is buy one or buy two and give one into your local chamber. They may not have bought theirs yet. That'd be a nice gift for you to give them. Okay, Chris, tell us about some of the things that you're really proud of that chambers accomplished that are really something pretty cool that they did that nobody else could have done.
I don't know if nobody else could have done them, but they did them, or they started them. See, chambers have no power, so they have to persuade somebody to do things, or they have to come up with the idea. One example, Golden Gate Bridge, that was the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce. They wanted some way to connect to San Francisco. First superhighway, that was Pittsburgh to Harrisburg. And a lot of these had federal help, but the idea first came from the local Chamber of Commerce. Hundreds of airports were started by chambers, and the Spirit of St. Louis, Charles Lindbergh's plane, was paid for and named by the St. Louis Chamber of Commerce. In Chicago, Al Capone lost his day job after the chamber went after him.
Right.
Others, too, but the chamber was right in the middle of the chase and brought in an investigator who brought in his brother-in-law named Elliot Ness, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun stuff in Hollywood. The Walk of Fame was a chamber project, is a chamber project.
Mm-hmm.
The Hollywood sign in the hills. It's one thing after another.
Preserving that, because that was originally a real estate gimmick, but preserving that for the community is the Chamber of Commerce deal.
That's right. Originally it was a sign called Hollywood Land for a real estate development.
Yeah. There's also one of the reasons I like you to say those things, Chris, is because I tell people all the time that the Chamber of Commerce is the only entity in a community that cuts across all the boundaries and barriers and firewalls from education to commerce to banking to industry to Main Street to labor, you name it. The Chamber of Commerce represents all those people and therefore is the only real venue where all those firewalls, all those shields come down. And that's the reason why I think the chambers are so important, Chris.
It's, it's a lot of things that in your life you don't realize, like many of the people in the audience and maybe you and certainly me were a little bit sleepy on Monday morning with this daylight savings time change. That came from the Pittsburgh Chamber of Commerce, 1917. It was a war measure so their factories could produce faster.
Right.
It's just on and on. It's amazing what a group of people come together can do. If you don't mind, Jim, here's one example from closer to today.
Go ahead.
Austin, Greater Austin Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
It's what I call the story the $5 billion traffic light. Samsung has a big plant in Austin, and they were trying to get a traffic light put up near their factory so that their workers could get in. And you know, otherwise, people were queuing, and they couldn't get anything done. And they felt nobody really gave cared. Mm-hmm. So the chamber found out about it, talked to the city, got the traffic light put in, and since then, Samsung not only has stayed in Austin but has expanded. In fact, last I heard, it's a $12 billion traffic light.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's exactly what I meant when I said the chamber cuts across all the boundaries. The mayor is probably a member of the chamber, may have been the past chairman.
There you go. Yeah.
It happens all the time.
A big thing for chambers today is education. I think we're all, right. A lot of people are kind of thinking, how do we improve?
Mm-hmm.
How do we get greater, how do we grow? How do we make people wealthier or
right?
And
how do we connect our students coming out their capability with the jobs that are available, right?
Yes,
making sure that
and chambers are nibbling away at that problem all over the country.
Yeah, they are.
For example, Kingsport, Tennessee, it was starting in 1999. They came up with the idea of essentially a K-14 education system.
Right.
So two years of free community college.
Hey, Chris, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day? We got more to talk about.
Well, thanks. Thank you, Jim. It's great talking with you.
Chris Mead, ladies and gentlemen, the Magicians of Main Street.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.